call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, New South Wales nurses were on strike and native title holders and environmental groups in the Northern Territories are contesting the territory's largest water licence application for a cattle station. But I began with Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandes, who is also doing Neighbourhood Watch for the final time, about some exciting news coming out of Radio Adelaide.
So we moved house, we moved stations. It has been a pretty intense process, as I'm sure you can imagine, picking up a radio station and putting it somewhere else. But it's good. We're just starting to open the doors now. We've begun inductions for our volunteers. And, for example, the breakfast show is starting up again next week, which we're all really excited for. And, so we're getting back on track. It's actually Radio Adelaide's 50th birthday in June, so we are sort of aiming to be all back and live fully again by then, which we definitely will be. But so yeah, we're going into our 50th year in a new fresh space, and it's an interesting location. It's a little bit out of the CBD, and I say that with full acknowledgement that Adelaide is the smallest city like ever, so it really isn't that far out of the city at all. It's literally like a 10-minute walk, but it just feels a little bit different. But where it's a really nice place nonetheless, and yeah, we're excited to get going. So yeah, if you want to check out Radio Adelaide at all, I suggest in the next few weeks you can listen online, and we'll all be back and live on the airwaves and online. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it, but it's been a hard slog, don't get me wrong, but we're here and we're back and we're really excited.
Yeah, I've heard all the stories from you for the past couple of weeks on how difficult that was.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we also had one of the hiccups, you know, besides like Christmas and a COVID outbreak and, you know, the beginning of Fringe, we hired movers and they never rocked up, and it was so bad. Like, we had to go into crisis mode and just get a bunch of people to come to the station and move, because the moving trucks never came, which I'm sure, again, you can all imagine, like, you know, radio equipment, microphones, soundboards, desks, speakers, desks, computers, yeah, it was a lot. That was just one of the hiccups we faced.
Yeah, and well, we are so looking forward to hearing you guys back on the airwaves again, but let's get to the kind of heavier stuff. Now, recently, the Arid Lands Environment Centre and Central Land Council has launched legal action against a science or maybe a cattle station in the outback.
Yeah, so this is the Northern Territory's largest ever groundwater licence, and it's due to be scrutinised by the Northern Territory Supreme Court. This comes as native title holders and environmentalist groups and advocates have served claims against the Northern Territory government and its water licenses that it's granted. So they granted a license to Fortune, which is a agribusiness company, and they granted them a license that permits them to extract 40,000 megalitres of groundwater each year from Singleton Station, which is a cattle property near Tennant Creek. So the environmentalist groups and the native title owners have said that the Northern Territory have essentially not followed their own permissions and rules in terms of granting water licences, and they're hoping to see this licence revoked, or at the very least partly revoked, and they're hoping that this whole situation will be able to shed more of a light on the Northern Territory's water management, and hopefully in the future allow water licences like this to be more heavily scrutinised and follow the rules.
Whoa, yeah, that's an interesting story to pick up because I think most of us would just assume, or maybe it is, Northern Territories is a big desert where water is so scarce that you have to preserve every drop of it.
Yeah, you could definitely presume that. But, you know, 40,000 megalitres per year, that's a lot of water. And, it doesn't even follow the rules of the Northern Territories Water Act. So, they haven't even followed that when approving this licence. So, you know, there's these rules in place. So, you know, the burning question, I guess, is why aren't they being followed?
Okay, moving to the second topic we have for now. Now, the nurses in New South Wales have launched a strike in front of Parliament House.
Yeah, so thousands of nurses on Tuesday this week, a couple of days ago, protested against the staffing levels that they have said essentially are being totally stretched at the moment. You know, and the system as a whole is being totally stretched at the moment. So they have walked off the job. Of course, there were still some skeleton staff remaining in hospital on Tuesday to treat critically unwell patients. But nurses marched across New South Wales and marched to Sydney Parliament House to obviously protest their working conditions and also sort of the lack of pay as well. I think it was only in the sense that they had a pay rise, so, you know, it wasn't even in dollars, it was in cents. And obviously they have been at the absolute forefront and the front line of the past few years and the pandemic, especially since the pandemic has definitely been ramping up across the country since about mid-December. We are in a bit of a lull right now, to be honest, but, you know, I feel like this is always what the pandemic does. It kind of goes away for a few months and then something else terrible happens. So, yeah, the nurses have been protesting against their working conditions, and they've also defied the rules from the Industrial Relations Commission, which ordered protests to be called off. So, you know, this protest wasn't even meant to happen, or it was against the rules to happen, but the nurses obviously felt such one way that they still decided to protest.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for talking to me today, Zoe. I haven't had the time to calculate how many shows that me and you have done throughout these, more than almost 2 years, year and a half. I estimate probably more than 50.
Yeah, I think so too. And I also used to speak to some other people as well who were super lovely, and everyone at 95BFM because you guys are our New Zealand correspondent as well. You've always been so gracious and kind and so fantastic at what you do. So I really thank you guys as well for being so welcoming. And I am sorry that I have to finish up, but I'm really excited to go to New Zealand one day and get the 95BFM tour and meet everyone.
We will miss you dearly here at BFM, Zoe.
And good luck to you, Justin. You deserve all the best as well, and good luck for your new job.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.